愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone。
我们在读但以理书里面啊，看到有一个神的天平。
In the book of Daniel, we read about God's scale。
啊，那天平要做什么
？And what are scales for？
我们在知道啊，古代啊，科技不是很发达的时候，要称东西啊，就是用天平。
And we know that in the olden days, when they want to measure the weight of something, they use these scales.
啊，特别是要称金子啊、钻石，这个非常贵重的啊，就都用天平来称。
Especially when they are measuring valuable things of value like gold or diamond.
那这个天平啊，一边就是放砝码，另外一边就是放我们要称的东西。
And on the scale, one side they'll put in things of known measure, and then the other side.It's the thing you want to weigh.
啊，那在但以理书里面这个天平，我们看他在称什么
？So let's look at in the book of Daniel, what are they trying to measure?
我们看但以理书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 5.
啊，但以理书的第五章。
Daniel chapter 5.
啊，第五章的27节。
Verse 27.
啊，请。
Chapter 5, verse 27. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting.
啊，这个地方讲提克勒就是你被称在天平，显出你的亏欠。这一段故事从第五章开始。
This story begins in chapter 5.
第五章开始在讲一个王叫做伯沙撒王。
At the beginning of chapter 5, it mentions a king, Belshazzar.
如果我们从第一节开始看。
If we read from verse 1.
他有1000个大臣设摆宴席。
He made a great feast for 1000 of his lords.
那这是等于美国的国宴。
So you can imagine this is a national feast.
非常尊贵，非常荣耀，被邀请到这个宴席是非常的有荣耀的。
And it would be very honorable for whoever gets to be invited to these feasts.
但是正在吃喝快乐的时候，忽然有一个手指头在墙壁写字。
But while they were still eating and drinking, and there was a finger that appeared to write on the wall.
你如果现在我们正在聚会啊，有一个手指头在墙壁写字，又没有看到人，也没有身体，只有手指头，哇，大家会很惊讶。
So you can imagine if during the service you suddenly see a finger without any person or hand, just the finger writing on the wall, you would be very startled.
那这个王啊，看到一个手指头在墙壁写字，他什么感觉？
And how did this king feel when he saw this finger on the wall?
好，我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
请。
In the same hour, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and rolled opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace.
And the king, 第六节。
And the king saw the part of the hand that rolled. Then the king's countenance changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his hips were loosened and his knees knocked.Against each other.
所以正在快乐的时候，一个手指头截肢了，这个王马上脸色变了。
And while they were enjoying themselves, suddenly the king's countenance changed.
然后心意惊慌，腰骨脱节，双膝相碰。
His thoughts troubled him, and his joints and hips were the bones were knocking against one another.
为什么
？Why?
神在做事情。
Because God was doing something.
这个手指头是。神在做，在写字。
And this finger was from God, and God was writing something.
那到底在写什么呢
？And what does the writing say?
他就讲全国里面最聪明的这些人来解释这个到底是什么意思。
So the king tried to call the wise men of the kingdom to come and try to decipher what the writing meant.
结果谁也解不出来，因为这是从神来的，从神来就是奥秘。
But none of the wise men could decipher what it means because this writing was from God and it was a mystery.
但是有一个人他可以解得出来。
But there was one person who was able to decipher this.
这个人就是但以理。
Who was Daniel?
因为但以理他有神的灵。
Because Daniel had the spirit of God within him.
他有从神来的智慧。
He had the wisdom from God.
所以神可以启示他，让他来解释这个字是什么意思。
And God revealed to him so that he knew how to interpret the writing.
所以从25节开始，但以理就在解释这是什么意思。
So starting from verse 25, Daniel explained what the writing meant.
26节。
Verse 26.
讲解是这样，尼克勒就是神已经数算你的连字到此完毕。
And this is the interpretation of each word. Meaning, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it.
那提克勒就是你在神的天平显出你的亏欠。
Tekel means you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting.
然后比勒斯就是你的国位分裂了，归于马代与波斯人。
In Paris, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians.
所以这个字就是解说在神的天平你有亏欠。
And so it means that you are found wanting before God.
那什么叫做亏欠？
And what does it mean that you're found wanting?
就是这个天平没有办法平衡往一边翘。那这个翘上去的就是没有重量。
And that means the balance is not balanced, it's tipped to one side because you're lacking some weight.
那到底神在称什么？
So what is God trying to measure?
这个天平的另外一边是放什么？
And what is on the other side of the balance?
我们现在回来看第五章。
Let's look back at chapter 5.
第五章。
Sorry, 可以再说一次吗？
第十七节。
第五章吗？ Chapter 5, verse 17.
十八节。
And 18.
请。
Verse 17. Then Daniel answered and said before king, Let your gifts be for yourself and your reward to another, yet I will read the writing to the king and make known to him the interpretation. 18. O king...The Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, your father, a kingdom and majesty, glory and honor.
Okay, 这个从十七节一直描写到二十一节，是在讲尼布甲尼撒王。
So starting from verse 17 to verse 21, here describes King Nebuchadnezzar.
那尼布甲尼撒王是这个波沙撒王的爸爸。
King Nebuchadnezzar was the father of King Belshazzar.
其实尼布甲尼撒王也被神放在天平里面称。
In actual fact, King Nebuchadnezzar was also placed on this balance to be scaled.
也显出亏欠。
And he was also found wanting.
所以神就借着但以理告诉他，先讲你的爸爸的生活，在神看起来怎么样。
And first, Daniel, God through Daniel tells the king what the life of King Nebuchadnezzar was.
有时候我们看我们自己的生活没有问题，我很好。
Sometimes we look at our own life and we feel like there's nothing wrong with it, where I'm good.
这个是我们看自己
And this is how we view ourselves.
但是我们的生活放在神的天平称一下，到底怎么一回事？这又是不一样的。
But it's a different matter when our life is placed on God's scale to be weighed.
那这个尼布甲尼撒王到底做了什么事情在神看起来有亏欠。
And what was it that King Nebuchadnezzar did that he was found wanting?
我们知道尼布甲尼撒王建设一个非常强大的帝国。
We know that King Nebuchadnezzar had a really strong empire.
所以这个巴比伦也是一个非常大的一个城巴伦城非常大的一个城市。
So the city of Babylon was a really great city.
那后来这个巴比伦王因为心高气傲。
But later on, the king of Babylon, he was proud.
我们如果看第四章第四章的二十九节。
If we look at chapter 4, verse 29.
请读。
Chapter 4:29. At the end of the 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon.
34节.
Verse 30. The king spoke, saying, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?
所以这个巴比伦王哈，他在王宫里面看，对自己的成就非常满意。
So the king of Babylon, he was looking from his palace, and he was very pleased with himself about the things that he did.
这个大巴比伦不是我用我的大力建设，要显我的威严荣耀吗？
It's not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty.
这一句话显明他的心态。
And this phrase revealed how he was thinking.
他真的有这样的感觉，所以他讲这样的话。
He felt it this way, so that's why he spoke these words.
那别人看到巴比伦也觉得说，巴比伦真的是很伟大，所以你看这个帝国很伟大，巴比伦这个城啊。是非常伟大的。
And perhaps in other people's eyes, they also view the city of Babylon, the Babylonian Empire was great.
但是在神的天平一称是有亏欠的。
But when these are all measured in God's scale, they were found wanting.
那亏欠在哪里？
And what were they lacking?
因为他忘记了一件事情。
It was because the king forgot one thing.
什么事情？
What did he forget?
我们现在来看回来看第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
请。
Verse 32, and they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he chooses.
所以他忘记了他今天能够当王是神给他的。
The king forgot that he was able to be king because God allowed him to be king.
那他的能力也是神给他的。
And whatever power he had was given to him by God.
机会也是神给他的。
And the opportunities were given to him by God.
但是当他在讲的时候，他没有提到神。
But when he was praising himself, he did not remember about God.
这个叫做亏欠。
And so he was found wanting.
因为神给我们很多，我们忘记了这是神的恩典，以为这是我的能力我的努力来造成今天这个这么强盛的帝国。
Because God had given him so much, but he had totally forgot about God and thought that this was all because of himself, and that's why he was found wanting.
那有亏欠了怎么办呢？
So what could he do if he's found wanting?
所以我们如果接下去你这个看三十二节。
So let's continue reading verse 32.
四章三十二节你要离开世人与野兽同居吃草如牛经过七年。
And they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you.
所以尼布甲尼撒他是一个很尊贵的王，忽然间就跑到外面就跟动物住在一起七年。
So King Nebuchadnezzar, he was a man of honor, but suddenly he...went out and dwelt like a beast.
有一天他抬头望天。
And one day when he lifted up his head,
忽然间他觉悟到一个道理。
And all of a sudden, there was an epiphany.
就是至高者在人的国中掌权。
That the Most High God rules in the kingdom of men.
你今天当王是因为神给你的。
He was king because God made him king.
你有能力是神给你的。
He was powerful because God gave him that power.
神如果不愿意，你就出去跟动物一样。
And if God's not willing, then he could be just like a beast.
所以尼布甲尼撒王学了一个功课。
So King Nebuchadnezzar learned one thing.
他虽然是当王在众人之上。
Even though he was king, he was above all other men.
但是他上面还有一个王。
But above him, there was another king.
就是天上的神。
Who was God?
这个神决定一切。
And this king determines all.
所以他认识了这个事实。
So he come to this realization.
谦卑下来。
And he humbled himself.
神就把他带回来再当王。
And at that point, God brought him back to the palace and made him king again. 好，
那等他再回来当王以后，你看他有什么改变？改变很大。
And when he became king again, he changed.
好，如果我们看36节。
If we read verse 36.
那时我聪明复归于我，为我国的威荣荣耀光耀也都复归为我，并且我的谋士和大臣也都来朝见我。我又得坚立在国位上，自大无比的权力增加于我。37节。
Verse 37.
现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊崇天上的神，因为他将他为我所做的全都诚实。他所行的也都是公平，都那行骄傲的他能降卑。最后一句话很重要啊。
And the last phrase is particularly important.
那骄傲的神可以降为卑。
And those who walk in pride, he is able to put down.
什么是骄傲？
What is pride?
眼中没有神。
It's someone who does not have God in their heart.
一切的成就都归于自己。
Whatever they've accomplished, they attribute it to themselves.
我能够活着很长寿，这是因为我会保养，真的是这样吗？
I can live long and it's because I know how to take care of my body.
我的身体很健康，这是我的保养，真的是这样吗？
I am healthy, it's because I take care of my body. Is that true?
我们能够在学校有成就，在功课有成就，这是我的聪明，这是我的努力，真的是这样吗？
I'm good in my academics.And it's all because of my hard work and my smarts. Is that true?
尼布甲尼撒王学会谦卑。
But King Nebuchadnezzar, he learned to humble.
所以今天什么叫做谦卑？
So what does it mean to be humble?
谦卑不是别人夸奖我们，我们谦虚啊，没有这一两句这样啊，一种客气话。
To be humble is not when other people praise you and you say, oh, no, no, it's not.
谦卑是从心里把神往上抬，他是我的主人，他是我的主宰。
But true humbleness is when you exalt God in your heart and view Him as your Lord.
今天我所有的一切是因为神的恩典。
And to know that whatever I have today is because of God.
这样来尊荣神，这样来感谢神。
And to give glory and praise to God.
好，那我们回到第五章。
So let's look back at chapter 5.
现在就借着尼布甲尼撒王的体验来告诉他的儿子波沙撒王。
So through what King Nebuchadnezzar experienced, Daniel told King Belshazzar.
好，我们看22节。22节吗？第五章
22节。Verse
22。波沙撒，你是他的儿子，难道你知道这一切你仍然不自卑吗？
But you, his son Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, although you knew all this.
我们要孝敬我们的父母，这是绝对圣经的教训。
We need to honor our parents, and this is also according to the Bible.
但是我们父母的一生活在我们自己的面前。
And we see the life of our parents in front of us.
我们要有智慧看清楚我们父母的优点，包括我们父母的缺点。
We need to have this wisdom to perceive their merits and their faults.
如果我们能够学习他的优点，避免他的缺点，我们就能够跳过我们的父母，变成一个神所喜爱的人。
And if we can learn from their merits and try to avoid their flaws, then we can be even better.
所以这里讲，波沙撒王，你看过你父亲的经验啊，那为什么你没有学到什么？
And so here Daniel asked Belshazzar, you have seen what happened to your father, but you did not learn from him.
那这里讲你为什么心里不自卑呢？为什么会这样讲呢？
And why do you not humble yourself? Why does it mention that here?
那我们如果看下面再一节。
If we continue reading.
23节。
Verse 23.
你竟向天上的主至高使人和他殿中的器皿拿到你面前然后你大臣妃嫔用这个器皿来饮酒。所以主要是在讲什么？
And you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven. They have brought the vessels of his house before you, and you and your lord, your wives, and your concubine have drunk wine from them. What is it saying?
他们从巴比伦掳了一些圣殿的器具。
They had took for themselves some vessels from the temple of God.
我们知道旧约时代神住在两个地方。
We know that in the Old Testament, there is two dwellings of God.
第一个神住在天上。
First, God dwells in heaven.
第二个，神住在会幕里面。
And the other place was the tabernacle.
那这个会幕是神的居所。
And the tabernacle was God's dwelling place.
所以在出埃及记里面，这个会幕所有的器皿都有神指示应该怎么做。
So in the book of Exodus, God gave them very clear instructions on how to make these vessels.
所以会幕的器皿是成圣的。
So these vessels from the tabernacles were sanctified.
那现在他从巴比伦把这个器皿掳到耶路撒冷把器皿掳到巴比伦。
But the Babylonians took these vessels and brought it to Babylon.
在最世俗的场合这个国宴里面，把圣殿的圣洁的器皿拿来做世俗来用。
And in the most secular situation in this feast, they brought out these vessels for their own enjoyment.
不只是这样在这个国宴当中，他又赞美金银所造的这个假神偶像。
And not only that, they praised the gods of silver and gold and bronze and iron, wood and stone.
这个在神面前天平就有亏欠。
And so they were found wanting on God's balance.
为什么有亏欠？
And why were they found wanting?
因为这个国位虽然是大爸爸传给他的。
Because this throne, even though it was passed down to him from his father.
但是如果再从更高的层次这是神赐给他的。
But from a higher perspective, this throne was given to him by God.
所以神给他这个国位他应该用这个国位来荣耀神。
God gave him the throne, and he should use that to praise God.
但是他用这个职位亵渎了神。
But instead, he used his throne to blaspheme against God.
所以一边放神给他的恩典这个国位，另外一边放他用圣殿的器具在宴会，然后在赞美偶像的名字，一放在一起，马上就有亏欠。
So on the balance, one side is all the grace and his kingship that was given to him, and on the other side was how he used the vessels of God's temple to drink and be merry. And he was found wanting.
那有亏欠怎么办呢？
So what can he do?
如果我们回到第五章。
If we turn back to chapter 5.
第五章就是你的国位分裂归于马代跟波斯人。
That your kingdom will be divided, given to the Medes and Persians.
当神说你的国位结束就结束了。
And when God says your kingdom is ended, and then it's ended.
所以三十节那一天晚上他就被杀掉了。
And on verse 30, it says, that very night, Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, was slain.
所以这个是历史的事实。
And this was in happened in history.
个人都活在神的天平里面。
Every one of us live on this God's balance.
我们的生活目标就是不要让他有亏欠。
And the goal of our life should be that we're not found wanting.
那圣经里面有记载其他的天平。
And the Bible also mentions other scales or balances.
我们现在看诗篇以赛亚书四十章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书的四十章。
The book of Isaiah chapter 40.
这个四十章在描写神的伟大。
And this chapter describes the majesty of God.
为什么要描写神的伟大？
Why does it mention about God's majesty?
因为当时的世代人在拜偶像。
Because in that time, people were worshipping idols.
所以保罗到希腊雅典去，看到满城都是偶像。
So when Apostle Paul went to Athens, he saw that there were idols everywhere.
保罗心里着急，好像火在烧。
And Paul was so troubled in heart, he was very worried.
你看这个世界不是到处都有偶像吗？
Can you see all the idols around you?
为什么偶像不是神？
Why aren't these God?
那我们仔细来看在四十章里面，神在讲他的伟大。
So let's look at Book of Isaiah chapter 40. Here it mentions how great God is.
十二节。
Verse 12.
请。
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in measure, weighed the mountains in scale, and the hills in a balance?
这个是十二节里面在讲它有很多的问题最后一个问题 啊，谁用秤称三两，用天平啊平三纲零呢？
Here are a lot of rhetorical questions. It asks who weighed the mountains in scale and the hills in a balance?
有谁能够去称神所创造这些山岭到底有多重呢？
And who can weigh how heavy these mountains are?
你没有办法称的啦。
You're unable to weigh it.
神的创造大到你没有办法去衡量。
God's creation is so great that we cannot measure it.
好，那我们再来看以赛亚书的四十章。
Let's continue reading Isaiah chapter 40.
十五节。
Verse 15.
请。
Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as the small dust on the scales. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing.
好，前面是在讲三纲，神创造这些万物。然后到了我们刚刚读的16-15节是在讲每一个人。
So before the prior verse we were reading was talking about the mountains and the hills. Now this verse is talking about the people.
为什么有的人你会感觉到他自己觉得好像很伟大。
And when you might see someone who might consider themselves very
他就是用自己来衡量别人。
And they use them, they use themselves to measure others.
因为我的能力有的你没有。
Because they might consider, I have some strengths that you don't have.
我有的钱你没有。
I have wealth that you don't have.
所以放在自己的天平觉得自己很伟大。
And so in their own measuring, they find that they're better than others.
但是这个地方讲我们是天平的微尘。
But here it says that we are counted as a small dust on the scales.
在神的创造万物里面，我们好像微尘。你有没有看到有微？这里有没有微尘？有啊，你有没有看到
？In God's creation, we're only like small dust. And do you see small dust? Yeah.
为什么你看不到？
Or you can,
太小了。
Why can't you see it? Because it's too small.
那什么叫做天平的微尘
？So what is it? What is a small dust on the scale?
这个表示你这个微尘掉一个下去，指针是不会动的，起不了作用。
That means you're so light that you cannot even move the scale.
所以我真的很伟大吗？我们每一个人这样想。
So am I great? We think about it.
世界多我一个又多什么？
Well, what is it to the world to have me?
世界少我一个又少什么？
And what does the world lack if I don't exist?
我们是微尘啊。
We're only small dust.
所以我们要在神的面前自卑啊。
So we have to humble ourselves before God.
真的要尊神为大。
And we have to revere God.
我们现在来看诗篇的一节圣经节。
哪一节？Psalms。
OK， 诗篇的六十二节。
Psalm 62。
诗篇的六十二篇的第九节。
Psalm 62 verse 9。
第九节。
Verse 9。Surely men of low degree are a vapor, men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor.
这个地方讲下流人是虚空的，上流人也是虚假的。
Here mentions men of low degree are a vapor, men of high degree are a lie.
这个下流人、上流人，你可以不同的解释如果我觉得我是社会的上等阶级上流人，好了，又怎么办呢？
So there are different explanations for what is a low degree man and men of high degree. So perhaps it's talking aboutpeople of different classes.
这里讲下流人是虚假的，要上流人是虚假的。
Here it says men of high degree are a lie.
所以那为什么会有这样感觉呢？
And why does it say that?
放在天平里就会浮起来。
And because if they're way on the scale, they're altogether lighter than vapor.
那下面比空气还轻，所以圣经里面很久就讲空气有重量
So in the since the olden days, the Bible already mentioned there's a weight to air.
但是不管你觉得上流下流我们在神的天平里面都比空气还轻，是没有分量的。
But whether you're a man of low degree or high degree, it doesn't matter. You're still lighter than vapor.
哦，那有时候也是指着我们自己的一生的这个上下起伏。
And perhaps this can also refer to the ups and downs of our life.
这个是大卫做的诗啊。
This is a psalm written by David.
大卫曾经被扫罗追杀，好像在追杀狗一样啊。那个这个下流人啊，我什么都不如啊。
In one point, he was a fugitive running away from King Saul, and he was like a man of low degree.
大卫也做过王啊。
And David was at one point king.
这个就是上流人啊。
And so he was a man of high degree.
不管你的一生是变上流人，被下流人哦，在神的天平一称，比空气还轻。
So throughout your life, whether you become a man of low degree or high degree, when you are put on the scale of God, you're still lighter than vapor.
但是人常常忘记了自己在神的面前是很轻微的。
But as men, we often forget that we are very small before God.
所以第十节。
So verse 10.
不要仗势欺人，不要因抢夺而骄傲，不要因财宝增加，也不要放在心上。
Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them.
有势力、有能力、有财宝，常常会觉得比别人还高。
When you have the authority and power or wealth, oftentimes you might be inclined to think that you're better than others.
但是在神的天平，它比空气还轻。
But even then, when you're weighed on God's scale, you're still lighter than vapor.
所以圣经就是要我们认识自己。
So the Bible is there to help us to understand ourselves.
我是天上的天平上的微尘。
What are we? We're merely small dust on the God's scale.
不管人怎么看重我。
It doesn't matter how other people view us.
在神的天平，我比空气还轻。
But in front of God, on His scale, I'm still lighter than vapor.
但是。这样我们人就没有价值吗
？But does that mean we have no value at all？
我们就什么都不是吗
？That we are nothing？
在主耶稣的救恩里面，我们可以重新建立我们的价值。
In the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can start to rebuild our value.
我们要看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
第二章的十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
请。
As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his own children.
十二节。
Verse 12, that you would walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
这个十一节就在讲保罗好像父亲对儿子。
In verse 11 describes that Paul was like a father to these believers.
有哪一个父亲不爱自己的儿子呢
？Are there any fathers who don't love their children？
那保罗对帖撒罗尼迦教会好像父亲带儿子。
And for Paul, he was like a father to the Thessalonian church.
但是我们肉身的父亲对我们的儿子的期待都是世俗的。
But as an earthly father, our hope in our children is of earthly goals.
速度好一点，工作好一点，收入高一点，生活享受一点，出名一点，这个就是父亲的期待吧。
That they would do better at school, get a better job, have a higher pay, have a better, have more wealth, and that is what a typical father would hope for his son.
所以，即使我们的下一代达到我们对他的期待。
And even if the next generation meets our own hope,
在神的天平一称，还是比空气还轻。
And when you put all of these on the God scale, it's still lighter than vapor.
我们的下一代还是天平上的微尘。
Our next generation is still a small speck of dust on God's scale.
那现在保罗用父亲的心要带领帖撒罗尼迦教会的目标是什么？
So here, Paul, as a heart of a father, what is his goal for the Thessalonians?
十二节
，verse 12.
叫你们行事为人对得起造你们进他荣耀的神。
That you would walk worthy of God who called you into His own kingdom and glory.
对得起神啊。
that you will walk worthy of God.
哦，所以一边就是放神，还有神要给我们那个天国啊，那个恩典。
So on the balance, on one side is God and the things that He gives us.
哦，那另外一边就是我们的行事为人，我们这一个人。
And on the other side is ourselves and our deeds and doings.
然后你看英文 worthy 用有价值，这个就是天平。
And so when here it mentions that you are worthy of God, that it's talking about the scale.
所以我们今天在努力什么？
So what do we strive for today?
一篇我们从神得到救恩。
On one hand, we receive salvation from God.
有神儿女尊贵的身份。
We have this, this.Honorable status as children of God. We have this hope of heaven.
那现在我的生活是不是对得起？我在神的天平是不是会平衡？
And now is my life worthy of God's calling? Am I balanced on this scale?
这个是我们信仰的努力啊。
And this is what we should strive for in our faith.
比如说我们对子女的期待，如果我们被神的爱充满，我们的期待就是这个。
And for our expectation of our children, if we're filled with God's love, then this is our expectation of our children.
人看我们怎样其实不是最重要。
And how others view us, it's not important.
在神面前我们有没有重量，这个是最重要的。
But the most important thing is whether we weigh something before God.
那我们如天平都不如，怎么能够对得起神呢？跟神放在天平是一样分量一样呢？我们本来是很微小的，怎么能够 跟神的给我们的恩典要相称呢？
So we as small dust, how can we weigh the same as the blessings and grace that God has given us?
我们现在看哥罗西书第一章。
So let's look at Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章第九节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
请读。
For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
这里保罗在为哥罗西教会祷告。
Here Paul prays for the Colossians.
你们有属灵的智慧跟悟性。所以能够满心知道神的旨意。
That you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
而什么叫做满心知道神的旨意？
What does it mean to be filled with the knowledge of his will?
我每一件事情都知道神要我怎么做。
Is that whatever things that we need to do, we know what God's will is.
好像学生在求学。
For example, a student going through school.
以后在工作。
Or finding a job.
那以后找居住的地方。
And later on, choosing a place to live.
然后建立婚姻。
And to enter into marriage.
家庭的生活内容、生活方式。
And a family, building a family.
我们用时间、用金钱的这种原则。
And whether we hold a value of money or time.
每一件事情我们都知道神要我怎么做。
Whatever it is, we know what God wants us to do.
那这需要有属灵的智慧跟悟性。
And this requires a wisdom of spiritual understanding.
那如果我们每一件事情都知道神要我们怎么做，那这样的生活会变成什么？
So if we're able to know what God's will is in everything we do, then what will our life be like?
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 10.
行事为人对得起神。
That you may walk worthy of the Lord.
所以我们的生活在神面前，在神的天平又可以平衡。
So that our life may be balanced on God's scale.
所以如果我们的一生都是照自己的意思去生活。
So if throughout our life we live according to our own will.
那神在哪里？
Then where is God?
神在我们的生活并没有影响。
Then God is not influencing our life.
那这样的生活可能是人所羡慕的。
and our life might be envied by others.
但是在神的天平，这是没有重量的。
But in, on God's balance, we are of no weight.
所以要满心知道神的旨意，在神的旨意中来生活。
So we have to be filled with the knowledge of His will so that we can live according to His will.
那第十节的第二句话，凡事蒙他喜悦。
And the second part of verse 10 says, fully pleasing Him.
每一件事情神都很喜欢我们。
And whatever it is that we do, God is pleased with us.
为什么？
Why?
因为每一件事情我们都照着神的旨意去做。
And it's because whatever it is that we do it according to God's will.
如果我们得到神的喜悦，
If we are pleased by God,
祷告就容易蒙神垂听啊。
Then our prayers, are listened to by God.
那神就很容易跟我们同在啊。
And He will abide with us.
这是我们生活一个很重要的目标。
And this is a very important goal of our life.
所以我们的一生要怎么活？
So how should we lead our life?
我们要试着在神的天平，我们的生活是有分量的。
We need to strive to walk worthy of God and to have weight on this scale.
那这样，我们蒙神喜悦，恩典无穷。
So that we can be found pleasing and we will be blessed.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
Hymn
number 404.